Sorry.
Welcome to the Red Pill. We're back with Joseph Peterson and Kevin Sabo. And we're also back on Periscope.
Now, you know I hate technology, and I can't hear myself again. Now I can, because I didn't turn on the volume. I should know this. I'm a professional, maybe. Anyway, yes, here we are on the Red Pill broadcast. Joseph Peterson, Kevin Sabo, broadcasting live on Periscope. We hope you are getting us. Anyway.
It's good to be rolling again, man. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying Periscope. I'm enjoying people tuning in live and everything that we've been getting, all the feedback lately.
Yes. We're doing it landscape this week, folks, and it's kind of far from us, so we're probably not going to be able to see your comments, but we do want you to comment because this is fun for us. Anyway, Kevin, you had a topic this week that you wanted to discuss that was particularly on your mind, even though there's a million things going on in the world, which, to be honest with you, I haven't really been paying attention to.
I haven't been either lately.
I honestly,
you get sick of it to a certain point. I read the headlines.
Yeah, I catch it on the internet in maybe 2 minutes. I always check the local news because I love to see what's going on here. But yeah, it's just there's so much. There's ISIS and this and that and the presidential election and Iran nuclear deal and really, all this crap really we know is just leading. You know, the reason you brought Iran into the fold now, you gave a nuclear deal because you want oil.
Yep.
You want to trade with Iran now. And they did Cuba. They want to trade with everybody now because they were broke. Anyway, and the New World Order, that's what it's about.
Of course.
Yeah, and so that's it. So
let me just get your stance on this. But like before I get rolling here, I mean, what do you think about modern public education? I mean, we talk about, I mean, you've been in the field and it's something that's important to you, education, but not quite the way it's always been presented. Not quite the form of education that everybody has always been so popular on.
Well, yeah, I guess you wanted to talk about education. Let's just talk about education in general. All right. So let's first define what education is. Okay. Education and knowledge are two different things, first of all.
Clearly.
So what I feel is this. I make my profession in the education business. You know that. That's how we met.
Yeah.
And I believe the way I do it, I work for trade schools. I believe that if you want to learn something in life, if you know what you want, okay, that's the basis first. You have to know what you want in life, okay? And then if you decide that that's the profession or whatever that you want to follow in life, you should go to an educational institution, because I don't want to call them schools, because school is what you and I are talking about.
That's exactly.
What you want to talk about, school.
Yeah.
I'm talking about an educational learning institution. Okay, that's what I call these, because you are learning a specific trade, a specific skill designed to get you employment or to be able to start your own business or to work in a specific industry that you have chosen.
Going right to the source, in other words.
Going right to the source. So you have a plumbing, you know how you have these schools out here that teach you how to be a plumber, electrician, that teach you how to be a dental assistant, to teach you how to be a nurse. Okay. All these things are specialized. And all you really need to get in a lot of them, I think the nursing one you might need, is a high school diploma. You just have to have a high school diploma. You got out of high school. You just got to show you did 12 years in the prison.
Yeah.
And then it shows that you've decided you kind of know what you want and you're not going, college is the other option or no school at all and go do your own thing. But I believe the trade school route, if you're going to do anything, is the way to go. But you have to know what you want. You know what I mean? As far as learning goes, like if you want to learn Microsoft Word, what do? You go to a class for Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
I know many people have built a career out of a simple hypnosis certification that costed them $2,000.
Yeah.
But they built a life and a career out of hypnosis, what they learned. You know what I mean? So some of these certifications, do people go to bartending school, right? Mm-hmm. They want, I don't know why you want to be a bartender, but if you want to be a bartender, you go to bartending school. It's inexpensive. You can go get a job and be a bartender. And if that's what you want to do for your life, hairdressers too, right? That's the type of learning that I believe in, okay? And that's the type of learning that I'm involved in.
Because it perfectly sets you up for what you're going to be doing instead of being hit with, 10, 15 different random subjects and a lot of which you're not going to end up using in real life.
And that are not true.
In your adult life.
That are not true.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that. I mean, I worked for a trade school and their thing was training gives you skills and skills will get you employed, okay? So what we're talking about with trade schools is they're giving training and learning and getting skills to you, whereas in education, in the educational system, which is what we're going to talk about next, the public educational system or the system that is set up by society, the matrix system that we are indoctrinated in from birth up until at least 12th grade and maybe more, for 12 years. 12 freaking years they got us in this thing. Now, I want to tell you the origin of the word school, okay? School has nothing to do with education. It wasn't always called school. School, I think it's S-K-O-O-L or S-C-K-O-O-L, school, comes from Prussia. Now, if you know what Prussia is really Germany. And Hitler introduced the idea of schools, which basically they were indoctrination camps for children. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the word, if you boil down to it, what it means. The actual word school started over there, Prussia, turned into Germany, which turned into Germany, you know. And, yeah, so it comes from that. So what we're talking about is indoctrination, okay? Realistically, we're talking about the public school system that you are stuffed into from kindergarten through 12th grade at least, okay? Unless you're lucky enough to go to a different kind of school, your parents are smart, or you drop out or do whatever. But, you know, you that's something different. Okay, that is what is called, what I call indoctrination. And mm-hmm. that's where you are really, that's where they begin to try and make you conform into the system. Be a sheep, be a robot. This is where it starts, right here. And it's in the public school system. Okay, and if you look at what they teach from, you know, I wouldn't say kindergarten, but let's say first grade on, when they actually start teaching you learning, you know, writing and reading and arithmetic, all that bullshit that they make you sing songs about, right?
Yeah.
School. Remember, that's how it's pronounced. And remember, it came from German. Just remember that. That's how I always pronounce it from now on. So they start you there when you're young, and they have a set, you know, format that you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to learn this, reading, you're supposed to learn writing, right? Basic skills that you need to get through life and to be basically a slave.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to be a slave. Basic slave history. School. Basic history. And they've gotten worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Now, let's look at me. I went to school, okay? I was lucky, okay? I only spent 5 years in that system, okay? My parents were very Catholic, okay? And I spent from first grade, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grade in a Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
Learning about Jesus, but and all that. But also, the Catholic schools, and they were private, you had to pay for them, gave you a better education because they didn't have to follow the state standards. They could teach you basically what they wanted.
Right.
And I was learning higher levels of math, you know, stuff. It was just different. Because when I got into the public school system, after third grade, they put me in to the public school system because we moved and stuff. And it was different. It was a whole different environment. And you know, you went into the public school system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I lasted from, I think, fourth to ninth grade, or eighth grade. And that's it, in that system. That's it. I left it. After the eighth grade, I told my parents, I said, listen, my parents offered me the option to go to a private school. I mean, I'm not going to lie. We had a little money.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it because I freaking hated public school. I hated it. You went to Catholic school and there wasn't all that crap that goes on. You know what I'm talking about in public schools. You know, the cliques and the bullying. And I got bullied. I'm not going to fucking lie. I got bullied in school because I wasn't indoctrinated from the start. So I came in as this little Catholic school kid who grew up in the city. We started out in a city. And then they moved out to the suburbs because my dad started making money. I really was out of place there. I was a fish out of water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I hated it. I freaking hated it. And I could tell it was different than what I was used to in my first three grades of school. It was like nice. It was loving. It was just different, more intimate kind of learning. And I hated the public school because you're like cattle. You're like freaking cattle. And that's what they train you to be, like cattle. And I'm not even getting into what they're actually teaching you in class and the whole idea of the discipline that they give you. Mm-hmm. You know, this is really indoctrination camp. That is what school is now these days. You don't learn any life skills. Do they teach you how to grow food in school from 1 to 8?
Nope.
No, they don't teach you how to grow food. They teach you how to balance your checkbook.
No.
No. They teach you what else? How to build a house or do anything of any worthy skill that will help you in life? Or are they just giving you a bunch of facts, figures,
yeah,
and knowledge, but it's unimportant. It's almost like the base that you need, like your programming.
Yeah, and like you were saying, a lack of information on how you're going to need to handle your finances as an adult. I mean, I remember when I was still in school, they had a class for personal finance.
Right.
But it was like one of those special side classes that only the smartest kids made it into, all the kids with the hundreds on their tests or something along the lines of that.
Right.
But it wasn't standard. What No. was standard is geometry. What was standard is algebra.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
You use any algebra lately, by the way?
No. No, I haven't used any algebra or geometry lately. Yeah. What do you know? Only anything I care about is sacred right. geometry. And that, you know what? Geometry was the one class I freaking failed. I didn't fail too many classes. I was a really smart dude, and I knew how to cheat real well. But geometry, I failed, and I couldn't freaking do it. So anyway, my experience was different. So I only spent up to eighth grade. Then I went to a private high school, which I don't even want to get into that because it was run by the Jesuits. And that was real Catholic.
Okay.
But I got an education. I got real education. We taught sociology, anthropology, economics. We studied theology. We studied a lot of more in-depth stuff than they were giving the kids at high school. So as much as it was a weird experience because it was much different than what everybody else went through, I think for me it was excellent. Because it took me out of the public school system. It's a different system. The Jesuits, if you look them up, they're like really kind of evil. Okay. They were always historically the protectors of Jesus, protectors of the church. And they still are. They're involved in the whole Vatican, that whole triangle, part of the triangle. They're involved in it. The Jesuits are a big part of it. So, and I even remember in my school, they had a little secret society for the really, you know, the really ass kisser good kids.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a little secret society in the school. So it was good in a way because I did get to see all that. And it was a whole different kind of education than what these other people are getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really happy it went that way. At the time, I wasn't so happy because it was an all-boys school and there wasn't no women around and all any of that yeah. crap. And you had to go. But it was okay. I was able to do all right in the neighborhood. In the hood, which is where I ended up after school. Well, that's another story. Even though all that good education, I still ended up in the hood after high school because I couldn't wait.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, dude, tell me about what really pissed you off about this. We'll get into the core curriculum too, but tell me what really pissed you off about education, because I know you didn't even finish high school. Let's
be honest.
You hated it.
I really have no shame in saying that.
Yeah, and now you're having issues with people in your family who are having trouble with the school system. It's really pissing you off. So tell me what
absolutely.
It is.
Well, I tell you, there's just many different things. And the first thing is that you get to a certain age where even before I was awake, I get to a certain age. I mean, back in like middle school is where I started first taking interest in conspiracy and things like that, but I wasn't really awake. But even at that point, you start looking around, you get to a certain point where you say to yourself, in a roundabout way, you're looking around, you're saying, you know, these are a bunch of people, parents and teachers, that, like David Icke says, are mistaking extreme memorization skills
right.
for knowledge and
right.
wisdom.
Right.
And then you get to an age where you start saying, how come my buddy Billy over here is the stupidest fucking kid in the class and he can't hold an intelligent conversation to save his life, knows nothing about life, and yet he aces all his tests.
Right.
And you learn about being book smart versus being people smart, street smart,
right.
and actually knowing about life and the world around you, then you start realizing that you're being taught things that aren't going to serve you in life.
Right.
And
that's
then
true.
You got the kids that end up getting in. I was one of the group of kids that would get in trouble and got sent to in-school suspension and got suspended, got kicked out of class for asking, you know, what I would think to be intelligent questions
right.
like, when are we going to use this in life? How is this going to apply to us? Oh, we got another smart ass here. Let's kick him out. And they start training you like a dog. God forbid you do the littlest thing wrong. And I got in trouble all the time in school. And I tell you, it wasn't for cutting class, smoking weed in the bathrooms or anything like that. It was for incidences like that. It was for they. I was
speaking
a person,
your mind.
Yeah, and again another. I love what I was listening to David Icke talk about education the other day, and I thought it was hilarious what he said. Is like, you know, if you are the student, and I related to it so much, you are the student that asks a lot of questions, that questions too much. Oh, Billy is a disruptive student in the classroom. You know, and he's asking questions. They're all gonna want to do it.
Right.
They don't teach you to question everything. They teach you to shut the fuck up and just sit there, process the information, memorize it well, and then spill it back out on a test, and then later. In life, you got those TV shows like Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grade that poke fun at the fact that how much of this do you really memorize, because you're really only made to memorize it in a short period of time.
Right.
So how is it all useful? And you just get to a certain point where you realize that. And the one other thing I think you'll agree with here, I started also realizing from a very, very young age the way that teachers – the way they make you feel so limited. This starts at a young age. You have no power, the limitation. And it starts –
government.
Yeah, it starts at the youngest age where I'm thinking late elementary school, early middle school, where – Plan B came in. And, you know, I get it. You know, you have your dreams and then have a plan B if it doesn't work out. But it was pretty extreme. I mean, when kids are saying, I want to be a famous baseball player, I want to be a football player, this, and it was like, whoa.
No.
Slow down. I mean, that'll probably never happen. You know, like, remember what Barack Obama said. Yeah, maybe you'll be the next Lil Wayne, but that's probably not going to happen.
Right.
You know, and you take a look at all the people that have been successful in the world, and they basically tell you, you know, these are your idols as a young kid. And, you know, have a plan B. But I always think that that was addressed in the wrong way. Yeah, have a plan B. But my issue with it is, shouldn't plan B be something along the lines of, oh, if you're shooting to be the next Sidney Crosby and that doesn't work out, shoot to be the manager of the Pittsburgh Penguins. If that doesn't work out, I mean, something, stay within the field.
Right.
There's a bottom level with every field, and then there's room in the middle between the bottom and the top.
You don't always have to be the superstar.
Yeah, exactly.
There is the shortstop in there who nobody really knows who he is. Do you know what I mean? There is that guy who comes off the bench and saves the day, maybe. Yeah. There, you know what I mean? Right. There is other areas where you could fit in into that field, yeah. And they don't encourage
but
that.
But the way that was addressed was basically shoot for the stars. If it don't work out,
then
get
go
yourself-
be a slave.
Yeah, get yourself a nice desk job, you know, a nice boring 9-to-5. And I was like, what kind of shit is that? Because there are many levels within every industry.
As we know.
But
we're in an industry, and I've been through many levels of this industry.
Exactly.
And every industry I've been in, I've worked through many levels of it. It never even made it really to the top, but I came close.
Yeah.
But I started at the bottom and I worked in different things. It's weird. But I didn't have the traditional thing. I told you I only spent 4 or 5 years in that system.
Yeah.
And that's kind of maybe why I am what I am. I mean, at least where I went to that high school, they did teach you to be a free thinker and think for yourself.
That's not what I went through.
No, I know. And it's gotten even worse today because I have nieces and nephews who are in that system right now. And you have brothers who are. And they've changed it over to this shit called core curriculum. And core curriculum is the most, it is programming to the max. And I mean, there are literally things about snitching on your parents if you see a gun. Loving the government and making sure that people, it even says like people who speak out against the government are bad. I mean, literally, dude, if you look at the curriculum now,
mm-hmm.
and they've changed the way they teach math, or it's in more of a feeling like, they're using words to teach math. They're making kids explain the steps they go through to get to the equation. It's a really weird system, and most parents fucking hate it because it overworks the kids. It makes them overthink, and I think it's meant to overload them and make them even more submissive. Do you know what I mean? It's not really teaching them anything. I think it's the methodology that they're using, which is meant to break down their free thinking ability.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're teaching you now how to think. They want you to explain your thought process, right? They're not interested in just the numbers anymore. They want to know your thought process, and they want to tell you what your thought process should be. That's core curriculum. They're trying to control their minds, which is what government does. Remember, government, what is the definition of government? Let's see if you remember.
Govern your mind.
Right. Very good.
I got it.
Governmente, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, governmente. I tell you, man, I mean, when you're young, you have impressions that last basically your whole life, whether you overcome some of those memories or not and some of the shit you dealt with. And I tell you, man, the abuse that I suffered in school was unbelievable. And you talk about being bullied. I was bullied by the teachers and then bullied by the students who were just brainwashed into following what the teacher said.
Right.
I mean, and I came to this understanding that the people I was learning from thought that education being a slave and working was the very meaning of life.
Right.
And the reason that I came to that conclusion, I remember, I mean, first of all, I mean, I had a list of quotes of shit that was said to me by teachers for failing classes in fucking middle school. You know, I mean, failed a few classes in middle school. One teacher told me because I failed his geometry class that I was a waste of life. And I said to myself, so that must mean that you people think that being a slave is the meaning of life.
You said that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? That must be, and I asked other kids, I said, really, like, is this, and a lot of them said, yeah, of course the education is the meaning of life. I mean, this is what you have to do. You have to go through these steps. And then.
Yeah, knowledge maybe, but not this shit education.
No, I mean, I was told that I was a cancer to the other students, the waste of life. That was one of my favorites. I'm going to be homeless laying on the streets when I'm older. I mean, and all this shit was said in front of the students in class. And then I remember the students, I had kids that wouldn't talk to me because they said I was going to be a bad influence. I had kids that would tell me the same shit the teachers said. Oh, you're going to be a loser. You're not going to make anything of yourselves in life. And the thing that upset me about that was not so much what it was being said, but the fact that I know that it wasn't coming from them. They had their respected teacher who they were listening to and respected, and it was said in front of them, so they naturally believed it, right? Yeah, they naturally repeat the shit that the teacher said. I mean, that's the first thing that upset me, is it didn't even really come from their own minds. It's just, right, this is the shit that they're hearing.
Right.
And now, like you brought up, I have a little brother that's in school.
Right.
And that
he's similar to you, I'm
yeah,
assuming.
Yeah, he gets thrown out of class. He has a lot of questioning. I mean, and there's a lot of things that
and he probably hears it all from you.
I mean some of it yeah. I mean, I try to guide him in the right direction, but I noticed, like you told me, don't go around trying to wake people up, you know what I mean? I didn't
come to you.
I tell you, and that's something that I appreciated, that my brother kind of came to me with it, with questions that he just realized in school there were things that weren't adding up,
right?
And there were questions he had. And, you know, it wasn't like I had to pull him out of the matrix. He came to me and I you know, taught him a thing or two. But, I mean, the main thing that really upsets me is something that's going on that I can even see with my little brother, who's 13. You know, I just turned 19.
Right.
And there's already a huge difference in the time I went to school and the time he's going to school. And one of the big...
That's when core curriculum came in. You didn't have it. You basically got out of it.
It did come in.
Yeah.
Right. So, and the biggest thing I'm seeing is the doctors standing right beside the teachers.
With the needles ready to give you your vaccine?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the teachers are assisting the doctors in the worst way possible, in the way that I'm seeing with my younger brother. They diagnosed, not to air out my family's personal business, but it's great to illustrate a point here, that he's diagnosed with ADHD. And they are honestly, I mean, I have had teachers tell my mother, don't even send him to school unless you have him on medication. I said, what kind of bullshit is that? School is there as a fucking public service. You go to school whether you want to take a pill or not.
Yeah.
You know, it's things bullshit like that yeah, really, but they're pushing the everything that the doctors are doing, the weighing on the minds of parents from the pharmaceutical industry, and the doctor and the teachers are standing right beside the doctors
helping
with that one.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, we did that. I don't know if you went through this, but when we were in school, they used to give us our vaccinations right in school.
I don't know.
I mean,
they
used to line us
much
up in the cafeteria, and they had these guns. It was these freaking air guns. They didn't use needles. And it wasn't main vaccinations. You still had to go to your doctor for the main vaccinations and get the needles. Because I found my little vaccination records. I went through my mother's records and found my records. And I was vaccinated for everything. But I'm not vaccinated for all the shit they vaccinate you for today. You know what I mean? I posted on Truth is Scary the difference between the amount of vaccinations that you get in 1979 compared to the amount you get now. And it's like triple the amount.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's different. But anyway, we went through that. They used to do that in the schools. They took it out for a little while. They stopped for some reason. Now it's back where they're actually getting the teachers and involved in this shit with the vaccinations. But you have to remember, these teachers and these administrators, they work for the state. They work for the government.
Yeah.
These are public schools. They're getting paid by the government. The state board of education in the state is run by the feds.
Yeah.
A lot of states are rebelling against core curriculum. You know, not a lot, but a few have stopped it and are trying to get it out. That comes from the feds, that core curriculum shit. So, yeah, you're right. The school system is a part of the government indoctrination system. It is step one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do work hand in hand. It's disgusting. They will report your. They will report parents for not vaccinating their kids.
Mm-hmm.
They'll, you know, they report people to DCF all the time. They call kids on the police on the kids.
That's the shit that bothers me the most, man. I mean, I started realizing at a certain point. I mean, I always had one of those families that was bothered by child services, but the shit they started bothering you for. I mean, it was really like. I mean, my parents would get us late to school once in a while, and there were child service calls made for that.
Right.
I mean, there were all these things that happened, and I remember there was a certain point in time where you really had to do something wrong to get in trouble in school.
Me?
Now,
that's when I grew up.
Yeah. Now it's questioning things. Now it's saying things that seem to be out of line.
Kids. They are arresting kids for being disruptive and literally putting them in jail and handcuffed. Dude, I've seen so many horrible videos of things they're doing to kids in school for going like this. Pointing a gun, pointing their finger like a gun. We used to do it all the time, right? Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Go arrest him.
The worst story I saw was there was a young kid who pointed out in the sky. He said, doesn't that cloud look like a gun?
Oh, boom.
Like, you give me a fucking break. The kid's just got an imagination.
Yeah, right.
I mean, and it's hard to sit back. As important as people think education is, I certainly don't want to take away.
Let's say learning. Let's not use that word. Learning is.
Yeah. Learning is. I mean, and honestly, the only reason that, you know, it is important to go through this system is because now they've almost made it impossible to get a job without this specific education system.
Oh, yeah.
That
now
they're.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's only because they've made it that way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would just think that personally, if you have a certain set of skills that will work for you in a certain field or a certain job, you qualify for that.
Right.
You know, and it goes against the system that everybody knows best. But as we know, it's faulty. If you have all the skills necessary to succeed in a certain field, you should be able to do that. You know, and in my mind, I don't care, regardless if you have a high school diploma or not. It's just a ticket.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's a piece of paper that says you've been indoctrinated. And we haven't even gotten into college. Which is the biggest ripoff in the fucking world. I mean,
let's go ahead.
Look what it costs to go to college.
Christ's sake, man.
Right? I mean, these kids these days. Now, first of all, the first thing they do to you, okay, grades 1 through 12, they indoctrinate you into the system pretty much. They kill your imagination. I mean, even though these days they're trying to tell you live your dreams, and if you're a star athlete, whatever, they do encourage you because there's a lot of money in athletics now. There's a lot of money in the entertainment field. Now, I will tell you, these were fields that weren't pushed before.
Right.
They weren't. When I was going to school, you didn't fucking entertainment. You're an idiot. You want to go into entertainment? You're an idiot. And I did, of course. You know, or, you know, what other field did I, you know, entertainment. Those different fields weren't as focused. Now they are. Sports and entertainment, you notice, are big if you, you know, if you look. Mm-hmm. In schools and stuff. So it's changed a little bit the focus, but that's what they want. They want the people focused on the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
So they still do indoctrinate you into the system, but they it has been a little bit more open to getting people into that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To be an actor, to you know, live your dreams like that. They didn't used to encourage that. At least I didn't hear that kind of talk in my day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was more indoctrination stuff. So they have given that, but it's all false.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's all false. They still make you think that only special people can make it to the top and all that.
Yeah.
You know, for every time they show these wonderful stories about, you know, the person who overcame all the odds and all that. And, there's 50 million other people who are indoctrinated into the system who are slaves.
Yeah. I just, my biggest thing is I just have an issue with the mere theme of, you know, we have a million different possibilities in this world, you know, and we are told to follow one path. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, this is life, man. Right. There are so many different possibilities, but we are restricted to one. And we
be
are
a slave.
And we are pushed to put all our faith and all our belief in this. And like I said, it really does bother me the abuse that people get for not finishing school or not doing well in school. And it strips people of their basic logic when you think about it. I mean, use your fucking brain. If somebody is intelligent and insightful and they have knowledge and wisdom, yet they happen to, there's this one little detail that they didn't finish high school. What a piece of shit of a human being. I mean, for Christ's sake, why don't you think about the fact if they were able to obtain this knowledge and wisdom and they are smart without graduating high school, I mean, for Christ's sake, doesn't that say something about the person?
Absolutely.
But it also means they went against the system. Well, fucking shame on you.
Yeah, well, that's why they don't spotlight people like that. But let me tell you, honestly, I know a bunch of people who I have worked with and done projects with and who have been very successful who never graduated high school.
Yeah.
Who went out and did their own thing. They didn't want to be indoctrinated. They're free thinkers. You see, you have to also remember there are two different kinds of people. There are people who are like almost raised to be free thinkers or almost born as free thinkers, whether it be through their past lives or whatever reason they are, who aren't easily indoctrinated. I was always one of those, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And you were too. But then there's always the other side who's easily indoctrinated, who will fit right in and stick up for this fucking system till the day they die.
Yeah.
They love it. They embrace it. It makes them feel secure, that the fear of it and all. Remember that. Mm-hmm. You have to be educated.
And the fear of not succeeding and the right. fear of not doing well in life.
Right. So remember, that's another thing they push in you in the schools, the fear. Right?
Yeah. And I tell you, that's one other thing, man, that I've always noticed is, like I said about the teachers, I've noticed that their choice of their way of motivating young students and molding young minds and all that BS.
Molding them.
Yeah, exactly. Just look at the way they say that. That's something that's those phrases that go right past people's minds. But the way that they use the theme that they used and have always used it in my experience to try to motivate kids to do well in school, it was always, like we always talk about, fear-driven, right. And it was from a negative side of the spectrum. Instead of saying, if you go through school, here's all the wonderful things you can accomplish, it's if you don't go through school, you are going to be a complete fucking loser. And it was right. just totally unbelievable
yeah.
to me. That this is the, and I know that in a way, I mean, these teachers, this was a way of them trying to motivate you to pay attention in their classes and do well. But of course, it has to be from the negative side of things because they've right. been trained to always use fear as a tactic.
Remember, they're trained that way too. You know, we can't blame anyone because everybody above us, all the generations prior to yeah. us, and all these people who are supposed to be our mentors and our instructors and our teachers who are supposed to guide us and. From young people to adulthood and all this crap, mm-hmm. they've all been indoctrinated into the system too. So unless you happen to get lucky and run into a free thinker every now and then, which if you are a free thinker, you will tend to do, like minds will eventually attract each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's different. You just don't fit into the system. You yeah. just don't.
And I even remember specifically being in a parent-teacher conference when the teachers had my mother crying because they told her how poorly I was doing in school. And I remember my math teacher, same one that told me that I was a cancer to society and that I was a waste of life, said, hey, you know, I think Kevin's got this idea that, you know, the system is flawed. He could never come to the conclusion that it's him, you know, that is flawed. Of course it's the system. And it's like just this dude totally went to bat right. for the system. And it's just they don't even realize what the hell they're saying.
No, they don't because they've been indoctrinated and programmed.
I'm personally impressed by somebody who's able to educate themselves in a more open-minded way without Absolutely. This limitation. And it bothers me that that's not respected. I mean, there is even many states that are really trying to put a dead stop to homeschooling.
Homeschooling, I was just going to bring that up. Yeah. Yes, I was reading that homeschooling is under major attack because
New York's one of them.
Yeah, and I believe Connecticut will be, you know, it's just going to it's going to eventually happen all over once one state goes yeah. and other states will go, well, that's a good idea. We can have more control. Yeah, dude, Kevin, we are heading into, I mean, all the shit we talk about, the New World Order and all the major control, school is one of them. Education is one of them.
Of
that's
course.
Why core curriculum, core means only one. They want it to be all educated in one way. They will try to eliminate private schools or either that or make them so expensive that only they can go. Rich people can afford that type of education.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try and eliminate homeschooling. Pretty soon, the only option is going to be the public school system. And then once you get through that, you go to college. You know, and college is the second part of the indoctrination. That's where they actually start taking your money
mm-hmm.
for fake education that is really nothing more than accelerated high school education. It's the same shit. You still have to take a million subjects
yeah.
that don't mean crap. And if you got your major of what you study, but even your major, you don't get down to the core of it until maybe the second or third year because they want you there for 4 years.
Yeah.
Now, you and I both know we went to trade schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to learn a specific trade. Mm-hmm. Did it take us 4 years to learn that trade and get work in that business? You've worked in the business. I've worked in the business. We've made money from that business.
Mm-hmm.
Did it take 4 years to do that and mm-hmm. a bunch of other fucking classes?
No, I dropped out of high school to attend the trade school.
Right.
I wanted to go right to the source. And it did not take forever. And it's not because we didn't go through a thorough process of learning it. It's because it really doesn't take as long as actual school.
Right.
And that's just the simple fact of
right.
it. Right. I mean, you know, a lot of it is they just kind of put a lot of information in between that doesn't need to be there. I mean, if you go to a certification class that's run by the state and you sit there and you say, I mean, even something as simple as driving school, you know,
right.
you're trying
oh,
to get
a lot
your
of
license.
Bullshit.
I mean, and you sit there for 8 hours and you listen to the person repeat themselves. And you know that this is something that could have been broken down to you in an hour, maybe two if they wanted to push it, but
right.
they extend it to like eight so they can get more
Gotta
money
have
from
eight
the
weeks
state.
Of it. Yeah.
Because you know they get more money from the state that way.
Yeah, exactly. and that's what it's all about. So, you know, we go to college. That's the second thing. These people are in debt. Now, you know, young kids who go to college these days, or their parents, whoever it is, are in debt for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of this student loan debt lasts them their entire life, dude. They can never be successful. Do you know how long it takes to make $100,000 in this world if you're not like a banker or, you know, and these kids are getting out of college and they're getting entry level jobs, if they're getting jobs at all, because, you know, there's not a ton of jobs out there in college, especially if you come out with some kind of stupid degree like liberal arts or something like that. That doesn't mean anything. But here you are, you're $200,000, $300,000 in debt. Now, I'm talking maybe some of these schools are $100,000 a year. Yeah. You know, you're in debt and you're getting interest. You have to pay all this interest off. How are you ever going to get out of the hole?
Exactly. I mean, the educational system that's supposed to help you succeed is part of what puts you in the hole. And then once you get out of college, you know, and you go through college thinking that it's going to help you get an excellent job. And even if you do, what's your first big task? Paying off your fucking debt to the schools.
Right. Right. Do you know how many people I know when I worked in a trade school that I see have had a college education, spent tons of money on college, and still want to come to the trade school after because they didn't get a job, they didn't get any work out of college? Because college doesn't help you. Thank you for your money. Here's your graduation. Here's your diploma. You have a degree now, a degree. Mm-hmm. And go fend for yourself. Have fun. They don't help you get jobs. They don't help placement or anything like that. And how many kids get out of college after wasting their money or their parents' money in tons of debt and do nothing with it? They're still out there floundering.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a small percentage now of people who actually work in the world doing what they learned in college.
Yeah, I know people personally in my personal life that college has not served them one bit, but it's really something that they just felt pressured by fucking society to do.
Right.
I mean, is it people are afraid of being me in, as far as what society thinks of me, because most people think I'm a loser because I dropped out of high school. But I don't give it. I mean, this is my fucking existence. I'll go about it the way that I please. Right. I don't have to follow this system, and I don't give a shit what anybody thinks.
Right. Now, me, I looked at it as a game.
Yeah,
I did. I looked. I didn't get in a lot of trouble. I did in middle school up till eighth grade. That's why I got out. Yeah. I got in a lot of trouble. I didn't. It wasn't against the teachers. It was against the other students.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not.
Yeah,
the teachers loved me. The other students didn't like me, and I didn't like them. So it was because I didn't fit in. I didn't fit in with what they were talking about. I had a small group of friends, kind of geeks. I will not lie. I was a geek. In school, I was into sci-fi, into, you know, all that shit. And I wasn't hearing that indoctrination crap. You know what I mean? I was a little entrepreneur. I was selling candy. Fireworks. That's what I did. I was selling, you know, I was a hustler.
Yeah.
In school.
I did a little bit of that myself.
Yeah. And then, so I said, fuck this. I went into high school. And in between the years between eighth grade and high school, I recreated myself. I started fucking drinking, smoking weed at 13 years old. And I said, I'm not going to be a nerd. I'm not going to get bullied anymore. I'm not going to be called a pussy anymore. Yeah. That's it. That's it. And I got into high school. I found the worst kids. I started smoking cigarettes. And in the high school I went to, it was pretty loose because it was, you know, the Catholic school. They were pretty loose. They want you to be free thinkers. I started smoking weed. I started drinking on weekends. And this is, you know, in the beginning of school, but I became very cool.
Yeah.
And I was liked by my peers, you know, whereas I left, they didn't like me. I was loved by my peers back when I got into high school, like starting right from the start. I found the bad kids, hung out with them. I knew where they could get weed, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah.
I just knew how to play the game.
Yeah.
And I made it through high school, you know, the opposite, where the teachers didn't like me. They knew I was a hustler. They knew I was gaming. But because I was getting good scores on the test and shit, they couldn't do shit about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was a whole different experience for me in high school. And the way I went, the school was set up so you could game it and hustle and do those kind of things. So it was perfect. But I learned a lot. I did.
Yeah.
I will say I learned a lot of different skills in high school that most normal people didn't learn that went to public schools.
Right.
So I was very grateful for it. But you see, I just flipped it around.
Yeah.
You know, flipped it around in that one summer.
Everybody's been through a little bit of that. I tell you, the one thing that sticks out, you talk about your past of school, one of my favorite memories of just, again, like as a representation of this bullshit that the teachers put on you, is I remember that there was a kid that I went to school with who before, it was like early middle school, before any of us could drive, had stolen like 3 cars and was already into like heavy drugs and shit. And they would say to him, and this is at a point where I was totally innocent, I'd never even smoked weed, I had never been on a date, nothing.
Right.
And they said to him, because I got poor grades, you better stay away from this kid, Kevin Sabo. I mean, I tell you. I mean, the kid had stolen 3 cars. I mean, I wasn't even street smart. I mean, what the fuck are you talking? I just always remember that. I thought that was so hilarious. I was like, look, because he's gotten bad grades, it'll be a bad influence on you. They're like, hey, man, don't worry.
I was labeled a bad influence, too. And it was all after that, after high school. Yeah, after eight,
fucking ridiculous.
I started becoming labeled a bad influence because I would... go ahead, do that. Don't. What do you mean? Take a drink. Fuck it. You know. Yeah. I mean, smoke this. Come on. What are you afraid of, you pussy? Come on. You know. I was that way.
You were that guy.
Oh yeah. Let's go to the. Come on. Yes, we could break into this fucking house. Don't goodness. Worry about it.
I just tell you real quick. I don't want to get too off topic, but I'll tell you real quick, man. After all those years of the drug classes and them teaching you about not getting involved in peer pressure and everything, I was like, I got this. No one's gonna peer pressure me, and it all came down to one moment hanging with a few dudes who were smoking a joint. They were like, man, Sabo, take a hit of this. And I was like, ah, fellas, that's not really my game. And they were like, man, Sabo's a bitch. And I was like, give me that. That's yeah, it. It came down to the one moment. And that's it. All the fucking years of don't be peer pressured came down in one moment. And now I'm smoking weed.
Dude, I grew up in like late 60s, early 70s, right? So I couldn't wait to smoke weed. I couldn't wait to smoke weed. We were finding, and you see it on TV, the hippies, they look cool. They had long hair. They were fucking in Woodstock. They were naked. It looked great to me.
Yeah.
I thought that was the greatest shit in the world. I couldn't wait to smoke weed. I couldn't wait to get my hands on weed.
You know, I don't know, because you know something? It's funny, to take from that era and go to this era.
Oh, totally,
you
know, different. Just Say No happened in between. Well, don't forget that.
It's kind of interesting because we're still sort of at the edge of that Just Say No, don't be peer pressured, and they'll tell kids not to smoke weed in school. But here we are at a point where weed is almost going to be legal.
Right. So industry I'm in now.
So, but that's kind of, it's kind of interesting because it's almost kind of contradictory because, I mean, I know at this point it is still illegal, so... You know, I could see why they'd say don't smoke weed. But now it's at such a different point where, I mean, at least when I was younger, there wasn't even a thought. I mean, at least within school and young kids' minds, as far as teachers go, that weed would be legal. And now right. It's about to be legal right. At a point where we still have to say to kids, you know, stay away from it.
I don't say that.
No, not to you. No, I'm saying I don't mean it like that.
I don't say here's some weed like I used to because I was their age back then. I'm an older guy now. I do that. I go to jail. But if people ask me, should I smoke weed? I think if you need it for medicine, it's medicine.
Yeah.
What do you need it for? Do you need it for if you're just doing it to get high? Yeah. No. But if you need medicine, you got an ADHD, you got ADD. I personally believe cannabis is great for that.
Yeah.
So if I see somebody with ADD, and I'm talking about even 13-year-old, 12-year-old, and their parents don't know what to do, I will say to their parents, try cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you have to smoke a joint, but they have oil. You can give the kid cannabis medicine. It works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole nother area of education that people need to learn about.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got off the topic a little bit, but it's partly education. Yeah, that's the business I'm in now, trade school. I'm teaching people how to get into the cannabis business.
Yeah.
A new booming industry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm helping society.
Of course.
You know, other people look at me like I'm not helping society. Believe me, I'm fighting a battle there.
Yeah.
I get turned down by advertisers all the time. I get people who tell me I'm not doing any good. They ask me all these whacked out questions, you know. I had, you know, a bunch of, especially these fucking recovering addicts and shit who don't get it, that it's medicine. But yeah, my thing with weed is with younger people, look, if you need it for something like ADHD, anxiety, if you have stomach issues, you know how many kids these days now have stomach issues and shit from GMOs and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Use cannabis. Find the right way. Find a doctor. Go to the dispensary. Do it the right way.
Yeah.
Don't go to the fucking guy in the corner and buy a dime bag and smoke it. Because yeah, you'll get high and it'll help you a little. But if you really know how to use it, it can really help you. It can really cure things.
Yeah.
So there's some education for everybody.
That's been my biggest gripe, man, with having my youngest brother in school and they're pushing the Ritalin and everything on him. And I got involved once, man. I talked to teachers and shit, and I tried to convince my parents, and the fucking response that I got irked me, man. Hey, bro, I didn't know that you graduated medical school, Kevin. Oh, I didn't know that you were a doctor. Of course, because they're always right. Like, there's no possible... I mean, that old school train of thinking that the doctors and teachers and law enforcement can never be wrong. I mean, for Christ's sake, how the hell is that supposed to help this youth?
It doesn't. It doesn't help society. It doesn't help the youth. It doesn't help the old people. It doesn't help anybody. But this, unfortunately, is the world we live in. and you and I and hopefully some of the people who are listening.
Let's change it, man. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, I mean, we are free thinkers, or at least maybe we're helping people be free thinkers. And that's the point, to break out of that programming. We are, yes, we are computers. Our brains are designed like computers and all that kind of stuff. But we can be the programmers of our own computers. And this stuff like education and government and religion and all that crap is trying to program our minds for us. And the more people like us who are listening and watching us on Periscope, go out there and start thinking for yourself. Develop your own religion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your own education. There's tons of information now out there that you can have access to. Find what you like and study the crap out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And go do something with that in the world. You know, some of us may have had to go through the indoctrination system, and I'm sure some of the people watching are going through the indoctrination system now. Just remember, that's what it is. It's not real. It's an illusion.
Yeah.
Go out and figure out what it is that you want and study it. The information is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be the occult, whether it be whatever. You know, I don't care, gardening, whatever, the stars, astronomy, whatever. There's so much information out there. You can study it on your own and learn and go do something with it out in the world.
Yeah, and I tell you, and that's the thing that I never got teachers to understand is, like, as irresponsible as it will sound to people, that's why I was failing classes, because I knew that I wanted to be in entertainment. I knew I wanted to be a filmmaker. So I wasn't blowing off classwork to do drugs. I wasn't
You're
blowing
making
off homework.
Films.
I was blowing off classwork, to make films, and I was studying it.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew I had something that I wanted to do, so what the hell was I given logic for? I mean, my logic told me if I want to do something, I should be studying that. Instead, I'm fucking listening to algebra.
Right.
I mean, for Christ's sake. And I know that that's not going to serve me.
Right.
It's just like, okay, you got to, people say, respect it, even if it's not what you're going to want to do. I mean, but whatever. I knew what I wanted to do, and it just seemed like such a waste of time for me.
It's teaching you to train it, thinking it a certain way. That's all it is. That's all that education is doing, is trying to train your thinking to the way they want it, your thought process.
Mm-hmm.
So algebra uses a certain thought process, right? Am I ever going to use it? No, I use a fucking calculator.
Yeah.
You know, I know basic math. I know real good math. When am I ever going to use algebra? You know, Y squared, that crap. Never have in my entire life, and I'm pretty fucking old. You know?
You're not that old.
Older than a lot of people, you know? So I've never used it yet, and I don't intend to. I don't expect to, but before I die. So why did I even have to study? Why? Because they wanted you to train your brain, you know, that way. So anyway, that's what it's all about. Education is indoctrination. They should change the name and be more real about it. You know,
school.
Let people know what's really going on. School. And, I'm good for today, this week.
I'm fantastic.
I don't know. The camera's pretty far from us. I don't know how many watchers we got, but if you want to hear this podcast, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. Check out TIS Network there. If you want to watch this again, it will be up on YouTube on the Truth is Scary channel. Please, we'd love to hear your comments.
Thanks,
to hear more from you. Again, like, the camera's far. We can't interact with you. We wish we could. Maybe we'll get a third guy in here who will interact with the crowd.
Oh, we're going to keep improving this.
Yeah, we'll keep improving this. This is new for us. So we appreciate it. Check us out, truthisscary.com, Kev Rock Entertainment on YouTube.
Thank you.
He just did a great thing, a great long half-hour video on
reality.
No, I didn't get to watch that. Okay, I watched part of it.
Right,
you did have too long of an intro.
But
you got to get to the point, buddy.
Sorry.
That could have been a 10-minute piece. But you're learning.
I got no problem dragging it out. I could talk on that.
You're an entertainer, right? Anyway, very cool. Guys, please, thank you for watching. We hope you come listen to us, support us, help spread the word. Truth is Scary. Share our stuff on Facebook, Twitter. We love you guys. Thank you.
Later.
Bye.